All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does anybody else see that cobweb up there?
I know, I was looking at that.
Where? On the flag?
Nowhere, nowhere. There's no cobweb.
I'll get a guy in here right now.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, moving on to item two. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay, I'm seeing none. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item two, board business. Nomination and election of board president for 2023. The floor is now open for nominations for president.
I nominate Jennifer Bennett.
Okay, Jennifer Bennett. Jennifer Bennett is nominated for president. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none. Can I have a motion to close the nominations for president?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll for president? State the name you are voting for.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes. Jennifer Bennett. I'm sorry.
Mr. Yule?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mrs. Webble?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mrs. Bennett?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mr. Birch?
Jennifer Bennett.
Okay, Jennifer Bennett is declared president.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Do you want this to finish?
You want to finish this?
For vice president.
You're president.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Down at the bottom.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, moving on to item B. The floor is now open for nominations for vice president. I would like to nominate Louis Shule. Louis Shule is nominated for vice president. Are there any other nominations? Can I have a motion to close nominations for vice president?
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mr. Yule, sorry.
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, please call the roll for vice president. Please state the name of the individual you are voting for.
Mrs. Webble?
Louis Yule.
Mrs. Bennett?
Louis Yule.
Mr. Birch?
Louis Yule.
Mrs. Stats?
Louis Yule.
Mr. Yule?
Louis Yule.
Congratulations, Louis Yule is declared vice president.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to item C. To establish regular meeting to be held every second Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room with public session beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. In the event school is closed on the second Monday of the month for holidays or calamity days, the regular meeting of the Norton Board of Education will be held on the third Monday of the month. Can I have a motion to establish letter C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to letter D, can I have a motion to establish regular meetings of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of every other month, March, May, July, September, November, in the Norton Middle School Panther Room at 6 o'clock p.m. Board action may be taken during these meetings.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Letter E, can I have a motion to establish work session meetings every second Monday of every other month, February, April, June, August, October, December, in the Norton Middle School Panther Room, beginning at 5:00 p.m.?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter F, can I have a motion to appoint a delegate for OSBA's annual conference?
So what are we picking the name here?
Yeah. I'd like to nominate Elisa Stats.
Are you making a motion?
I'm sorry, did I misspeak?
Mm-mm.
Yes, making a motion to appoint Elisa Stats for delegate for OSBA's annual conference.
I'm okay with that. I don't know.
It doesn't work.
Oh, second. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were waiting for other names.
It's just awkward.
Do not want me to?
No, that's fine. No, not you.
So do we?
Is there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Can I have a motion to approve Elisa Stats as delegate for OSBA's annual conference?
So moved. Second.
So moved and second, whatever you want.
Jinx.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving on to letter G.
Alternate.
Yeah, do you want me to follow this or do you want me to just?
I think we usually just said.
Yeah, I thought we just picked.
Make a motion for.
Okay. Is there anyone interested and available for being the alternate?
I think it's the one. Patrick?
Patrick, thank you. Can I have a motion to appoint Patrick Birch as alternate delegate for OSBA's annual conference?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to letter H. We need to appoint an OSBA legislative liaison for 2023.
Can we discuss this for a minute? Like,
sure.
Just what exactly is the legislative liaison? I hate to ask that because it sounds like I don't know, but I think I've been it before, but there was nothing for me to do other than I thought I got links from OSBA about policy, but I've learned everybody does.
I don't think it's policy specific, because that goes to Stephanie, I'm pretty sure, and then into the policy committee. But it seemed like more of an informational, this is what's happening in OSBA, this is what's happening at a state level and how it might affect your district. Kind of like an information pass through.
But we're sending emails on that though. Like I get that.
Yeah, I get the email.
That yellow bus thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they call it the link or something, and then there's another one. I mean, you were legislative liaison this past year, weren't you?
I think so.
I think.
Jennifer was.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
exactly.
What I'm asking. So
and you did a great job.
And I passed on all those emails that I thought were pertinent to the specific people that were referenced.
Well.
What? Okay. So like in the grand. Yeah, I can't read that right now. So in the grand scheme of things, there's not like really a whole lot of. In all honesty, there's no special duties of that person, right? I mean, what's the
benefit? Keeping people informed, I think.
Okay.
That's how I understood it.
Okay.
If there's no actual action taken on behalf of the board or anything like that.
Okay.
It's not like the delegate. It's just kind of an information go-to person.
So, would it, I mean, well, but it's, is it OSBA, legislation specific, or is it education legislation? Because OSBA doesn't really, they're more a lobby group than for the legislators. So if you just follow the legislative information, you know, go to education, you'd see all the new laws that come through.
Here's what it says. Legislative advocacy program, because local board members are uniquely positioned to communicate with legislators the local impact of decisions made at the legislature. Four components: to share at least monthly information from OSBA about state and federal education-related legislation with fellow board members, to encourage their board colleagues to contact their legislators on important legislative issues, to establish and maintain relationships with their legislators, and to join KIDS PAC, OSBA's Political Action Committee, and to encourage other board members to join as well. So I'm interpreting as you are the person of this group that would reach out to whoever our state rep is.
About
our feelings issues on topics that come up or communicate.
And I will say, I mean, in the past, there has been communication to tell us of what's going on and who to reach out to, but I don't know that it necessarily came from, like, somebody, the legislative liaison. I think it came from
OSBA
and Dana, yeah. So, okay. No, that's good. It's just, it's better to understand. All right. I don't want to do it.
Darn, I was just going to nominate you.
Well, that was pretty clear.
I think it's just the person that passes on information, laws. That's it. That's where I'm gathering from what I'm reading.
We used to do, years and years ago, legislative liaison and the student achievement liaison is the same person. I don't know why we separated them.
Makes sense.
Well, the student achievement is have to do with the test scores and things then? Wouldn't that be somebody who's on curriculum, possibly? Or is it?
I thought that, I may be wrong, but I thought that was then the groups that are at OSBA, the student groups that are at OSBA, no?
Yeah,
is that just for the conference?
This past year,
yeah, isn't that part of that?
Achievement liaison, I nominated our group with Pathway to Peace.
Yeah.
So you were the achievement liaison?
Yeah, this past year. Right, yeah, exactly.
And you did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did.
Got our students down there.
I think we're.
School board personnel should, student achievement liaisons are vital, everybody's vital. School boards and associate student achievement, the SALT team.
Okay. So we had two different people do it. Pretty simple.
We seem to always get stuck on. And they did a really nice job.
What's that, Patrick?
I would be happy to be the legislative liaison.
Do you want to do both, or?
That would be fine, I can do both.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to appoint Patrick Birch as the OSBA legislative liaison for 2023?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webb?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter I, can I have a motion to appoint Patrick Birch as OSBA Student Achievement Liaison for 2023?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Under item 4, consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters A through T? A through T.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Can I talk about S right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we put an S in there. It says approve the participation in Norton City Schools and all OHSA athletic events. What we were doing is we would bring that to you before every season. This just says if our kids go to state tournaments, we know they're going to state tournaments and we're okay with it. They can participate. So sometimes wrestling is a good example. They'll have dual state tournaments and they'll have individual and team state tournament at the end. as opposed to maybe potentially missing it when we just thought we'd broad stroke it at the beginning of every year and just say, if there's Ohio High School athletic competition and our kids are fortunate enough to experience it, they're going.
Great, I like that. Stephanie, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but there's a lot of treasurer stuff on here. Is there anything that...
The only thing that we changed from the prior year was the attorneys. We took off McGowan and Markling. Case, because she's retiring, the girl that I use. Thank you, I could never knew how to pronounce that. And was there another one? No, I think it was just those, the two that we removed. Otherwise, we did not change anything else on that.
Is there any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 5, discussion items, committee assignments. The way we've done this in the past, I think you've given your top three to the president, who then makes the assignments. If there's something that you really want, highlight it, put it in bold, just send it to me, and then we'll have them for next month's meeting. If you want to stay where you're at, I'm fine with that. I don't know if anyone else has, you know, a problem with people staying where they are. I think sometimes continuity is a good thing, but change is also a good thing.
Do you want to discuss it, or do you want... I mean, I'm good with where I'm at. I don't, unless somebody else wants something that I'm in, I don't care.
Lewison, I'm sorry, you're finance and operations?
Correct. I mean, I like operations just because that's my daily world, but...
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'd prefer to stay on operations. Policy, I don't have a huge preference, but I don't mind staying there.
I've enjoyed finance a little bit to understand. It was the first time I was ever on finance, but if somebody else hasn't been on, I'm good with that too. So I can make it easy.
I just want to learn as much as I can. I'm interested in curriculum and finance, but I'll do whatever.
What are you on now?
What
are you on now? I'm sorry.
Policy and community engagement. I've been on community engagement for my whole time. Well, and policy too. So, I've been on policy and community engagement the whole time.
Well, do you want to be on curriculum? Because I'm on finance, which I want to stay on, but curriculum, I can trade you one of the other two.
I don't care. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Yeah.
Which one are you giving up?
I don't care.
Because if you want to, which one did you say you were going to take from her?
I have finance and curriculum.
If you want to take my finance to be on finance, I'll take whatever Cindy doesn't take, if you want to completely switch it up. I mean, I've been on policy.
Let me just say something about community engagement. So for the past 2 years, the chairman of that committee has organized the Panther Preview. That is something that, it's a great event. We should continue. So everybody raise your hand for being the chairman of that event and that committee.
I mean, I'll keep it. I've done it before.
Lisa's done a nice job.
If nobody else wants to do it.
I don't mind it.
Will you help me blow up balloons?
Absolutely. You can come to my house. We can make a balloon arch.
Okay.
Okay, so.
You go ahead. Cindy, you were the first to speak. I was just offering.
I just said I want to stay in finance after that. If she wants to trade something, because she's been on for 2 years for, you know.
I mean, I don't care.
I mean, I'll do, if you want me to, I'll do policy.
Do you like policy? Okay.
No, I don't like it, but I'll do it. It's boring, but that's okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. But I didn't know if that was your thing, because obviously you...
Policy? Well, I mean...
Yeah, because you're the legal, you know.
But honestly, we haven't had many policy changes, and...
There isn't. I mean, it comes from the state.
Yeah.
This is mandated.
There's,
you know, it's pretty,
I like party planning.
Okay, well then you might take your policy and you can have my curriculum.
Okay, thanks.
So Jennifer, your community engagement and curriculum.
Okay, so let me just recap this. Lewis, I have you operations and finance. Patrick, operations and policy. Cindy, finance policy. Elisa, curriculum, community engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for me.
Oh, you're staying on that too? Okay.
Well, I mean, by a matter of default, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Okay. You're going to chair it?
Oh, well, that was the next thing we were going to get to.
Hey, I can help you with the Panther Preview too. Yeah, you know, it's not. Yeah.
I know. Everybody works hard on that.
Okay, so let's Let's figure out the chairmen for each of these committees. So let's start with operations, either Lewis or Patrick.
I was chair this past year. If you want to just to switch it, I mean,
that's fine
with me.
Okay.
I think you guys have done a nice job with operations. In my short tenure, I've seen a big difference.
I agree with that. In our campus
and everything.
All right, policy, Patrick or Cindy, chair?
Wait, is he, who's?
Patrick would, should
Patrick
have.
Is, yeah, so oh, I'm sorry. Policy. Yeah, it'll be you, Cindy.
For policy?
No, because he's not doing finance. Operations.
Yeah, I don't have a chair yet, so.
He doesn't have a chair.
You can either do policy or finance.
Yeah.
To Patrick, it'd be policy.
I prefer finance, but that doesn't.
You want, okay, Cindy?
That makes sense, because we're on policy.
Yeah.
Finance.
Yeah. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's, hey, we're going to meet this day.
Okay, Elisa, curriculum or community engagement?
Sorry, chair. Yes.
You pick. I don't really care.
I would like to chair curriculum.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, and we can work together on the Panther preview.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm new to curriculum, so yeah, it'd be good to stay chair.
Stephanie, did you get all that?
I think so. I have curriculum, Jennifer, you're chair, and Elisa, finance, Cindy, and Lewis. With Cindy, policy, Patrick and Cindy, with Patrick, operations, Lewis and Patrick, with Lewis and community engagement, Elisa and Jennifer, with Elisa's.
What do you have Elisa as?
Chair of community engagement.
And curriculum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just on, yeah.
That was easy.
Thank
you, everyone. That was easy.
Awesome.
Lewis. Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stass?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.